How did we call our horses, Mom? You remember? Did we call them in from the pasture?
I never did.
I'll tell you what I had to do when I was a kid.
Co-co-co-co.
Yeah, we'd say co-co-co. That was the word, that's right. That's what I was trying to think about.
I don't know how you spell it or what it is.
But I was never taught to use that. My dad was a man to get up real early and get in early, go to bed early. And about 5 o'clock, he'd holler at me to get up and go get the horses. We had to turn them out in the pasture at night, and I walked a mile of minimum before daylight. Mm-hmm. And get in behind those horses. If one of them was gentle, I'd catch him and ride him in. If it wasn't, I'd just walk over there and get behind him and drive him right in. You couldn't call one in. If they were smart enough, they knew you were going to work them, they wouldn't come in. You had to go and force them. And don't think now that a mule don't get smart.
Oh, yeah.
A mule's smarter than a horse. Well, they'll get plumb off and hide. And you couldn't call them at all. They'd stay over there all day, even if they're hungry, before they'd come if they thought that you were going to work them.
And you say get up, and the horse goes forwards, and you say back, and he comes
backward. Uh-huh. If you pull on the lines. Uh-huh. But I've seen them do it without any, when they're trained highly enough. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
Did I ask you about calling pigs at feeding time?
Well, you had to get out and go, pig, pig, pig. Just
and then stand back.
Yeah, right? And they'd just come and just uh-huh. Really come in, you know.
And how about chickens?
We just call them by name. We just go holler, chick, 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 and there they'd come, you know. That's the only way. Now, different people did it different ways. Uh-huh. I'm just telling you about my mother and dad. And a lot of things we never did do like some of our neighbors.
Uh-huh. On a saddle, the things that hang down and you put your feet in, what did you call those?
Stirrup.
And under the saddle, the band that...
That's the girt. It's a saddle girt. That holds your saddle on your horse.
Did you ever have a bag that you could put over your horse's head to feed him if you went any place?
Mm-hmm. It's called a feed bag. Uh-huh. In other words, if you're traveling and taking grain, you couldn't have a box or you couldn't... Mm-hmm. He'd just take that little bag and hang it right over his nose on his bridle and pour a gallon of grain in there, and he'd just, uh-huh. And that'd save your grain, you see. Uh-huh. I never used them extensively, but I've seen it a lot, uh-huh. Traveling people.
Did you have any special word for the horse on the left?
On the left. I think he was the G horse.
And if you had a horse who wasn't broken yet, what did you put over his head? What sort of a...
We would usually, especially a mule now, I've broken a lot of horses and I just use plain bridles on them, but mm-hmm. we take those mules and, as I said, they're smart, you know. We put, do you know what a blind bridle is? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Then they can't see nowhere, only straight ahead. Mm-hmm. They can't see out the side at all. Mm-hmm. And we used to break mules with those. But for horses, I never did. We never did use them on horses. Mm-hmm. But a mule, he'd take advantage of every chance he got. You had to watch them. They'd outsmart you.
Oh yeah, I know that. I rode one summer. That rascally mule.
Oh, they don't have any intelligence. They tell me no one has any intelligence, but they have a terrible strong instinct.
Yeah, this one did. This mule might not have been very smart. But I sure thought she was.
Oh, you bet you are.
Rode her in the forest, mm-hmm. And up in the hills, and man, she'd mm-hmm. go up above Tucson, mm-hmm. up there in Coronado National Forest. Mm-hmm. Well, what did you do when you had new virgin land? What did you say you had to do to it?
Break the sod.
What did you do to it before you broke the sod? I say a lot of bushes and brush.
You cleared it. Uh-huh. You cleared the land.
You cleared it. What did this mean?
Clearing it, me taking all brush and all trees and everything off so you could plow it. Uh-huh. Now, in this